There has always been, if not a debate, at least a conversation about the balance between faith and good works. And we find that discussion in the Epistle of James, and we find that discussion in Paul's letter to the Romans and Paul's letter to the Galatians. But for John the Evangelist, there was no difficulty in the question of faith and works, for he saw them as a unity. Early in the gospel, the disciples asked Jesus, "What is the work that I must do?" And Jesus says, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he has sent." For John, faith meant work. Faith meant action. It was not that action flowed from faith. It was that the very faith of an individual was reflected in that action of the individual. So in the second reading, John can say, "This is what is asked of you. Profess faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and love one another." But that is a unity. But that is the description of the disciple. And then John goes on in that second reading to say, if you do this, then you will abide in him. Which takes us right to the gospel and to the image of the vine and the branches. Now, from the earliest days in the life of the church, this passage from St. John, the 15th chapter, the vine and the branches, was seen as referring to the Eucharist. It comes from those words of Jesus that he spoke at the Last Supper. In fact, some say that this passage might well have originated as Jesus was handing the cup of wine to his disciples, in which he identifies himself by saying, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. And every vine that does not bear fruit he cuts off. But every vine that does bear fruit, he prunes and cleanses." And then looking at those disciples around the table, he says, "And you are already clean. You have been pruned because of the word that I have spoken to you." Very early in the life of the church, in the prayer of the Eucharist, the table prayer, the prayer of the Mass, we find reference to Jesus as the sacred vine of David. And the image between bread and wine is very often the image between wheat and the vine. And so, from the very beginning, this passage has had a Eucharistic connection. What Jesus is saying is that in the Eucharist, you and I are united to him, and that we are called to abide in that unity. For in that unity, we find life. And that apart from him, we can do nothing. Now, the early fathers of the church used this image. Just as God comes among us in the incarnation, in the taking on of human flesh, just as the second person in the Trinity comes among us in Jesus Christ, so the risen Christ enters the world through taking our flesh. We become the very incarnation of the risen Lord. And the fathers of the church said, in the Eucharist, that's what happens. That it is the risen Lord, fully present, whom you and I receive, who physically enters into us and transforms us so that we are God's very presence in the world. Abiding with him, staying with him, being connected with him is the very act by which the risen Lord is present in the world today. And so consequently, to separate oneself from him, to be cut off from him, to no longer abide in him is to destroy the very presence of the risen Lord in our world. You and I are invited to the table of the Lord week after week after week. And we can become so used to what we do. It can become so ordinary and routine for us. It is not that we don't believe, we certainly do. But the act of the Eucharist can become common. And you and I can neglect, if you will, the power of that act of the Eucharist, and the transformative power that the Eucharist brings to our life. Week after week, you and I are invited to come forward and to receive the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and that unity with Christ, that abiding with Christ, that union with Christ is affirmed and strengthened, and you and I become the very presence of Christ in our own world. And then in the image of John in the second reading, you and I are called to live that faith and that reality in the work that we do. The very deeds we do are the act of faith. As we pray today, we pray with great confidence and with clarity. And we take into ourselves the words of Jesus. Abide in me as I abide in you. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.